right now at 7.
We just felt this thud. It was a remarkable thud.
Safety questions swirling around Chase Center tonight after a pair of accidents, one of them deadly.
They've gone over the clear plastic barrier.
But they weren't really designed for an event where everyone's up and dancing and there's a whole lot of drug use.
As parents and teachers stage a statewide walkout over vaccine mandates, one Bay Area city is hoping a full ride to college may convince students to roll up their sleeves.
Some very welcome light rainfall last night, and there are more rain chances in the forecast this week, even into next week. I'm tracking them coming up in the forecast.
In a KPIX 5 original report, Bay Area small businesses are getting hit hard with lawsuits for violations of the Americans with Disabilities Act. How some are now fighting back against one man who has single-handedly filed hundreds of them.
Right now on the KPIX 5 News at 7 and streaming on CBSN Bay Area, concert chaos as a fun night at Chase Center ends with two accidents in the upper decks. That includes a fatal fall. Good evening, I'm Elizabeth Cook.
And I'm Ken Bastida. KPIX 5's Kenny Choi spoke with some concert goers who witnessed what happened.
Fans we talked to say it was a bizarre night. Two separate incidents, one ending in a fatality, the other with multiple injuries. Some concert goers we talked to are questioning the safety of this venue for concerts like this.
We just felt this thud. It was a remarkable thud.
Fans of the band Phish found themselves in a frightening frenzy partway through their final night at Chase Center.
One of my friends said, "Is it an earthquake?" And the other guy said, "I think someone fell."
It's unclear how the person plunged to his death. Concert goers we talked to say the man fell from above into section 116.
I saw a man's body, shirtless, draped over a seat like that.
Less than an hour later, something similar. Witnesses say another man in the upper section of 214 fell too.
He clearly missed a step and wasn't holding onto that handrail and just kept going.
Some concert goers are questioning whether railings in place are tall enough to keep someone from falling.
But they weren't really designed for an event where everyone's up and dancing and there's a whole lot of drug use.
They had gone over the clear plastic barrier, which was no higher than, I guess, maybe your knees.
My buddy was like, "I don't go up there because I'm 6'4 and I'm scared of falling over the railing."
San Francisco police are investigating both incidents and say that there are no signs of foul play. In San Francisco, Kenny Choi, KPIX 5.
Now, Chase Center also told us it is looking into the incidents, but deferred our questions to police.
Just one game into the San Jose Sharks season, and the NHL says it has slapped star forward Evander Kane with a 21-game suspension for submitting a fake COVID-19 vaccine card. The league also announced a separate investigation found no evidence to substantiate abuse claims brought by Kane's estranged wife. In the meantime, Kane won't be eligible to play until November 30th. He will also forfeit that portion of his salary, nearly $1.7 million, to the Players Emergency Assistance Fund. In a statement, the Sharks said, quote, "We are extremely disappointed by his disregard for health and safety protocols, but the team declined to comment any further until the suspension is lifted."
New at 7, with the holidays coming up tonight, Stanford is warning unvaccinated students that they will not be welcome back right away if they travel for Thanksgiving. The university announced they will be barred from in-person classes, dining, and non-essential activities for at least 5 days, with no special arrangements for the classes that they miss. Fully vaccinated students who travel out of state or internationally can return to class, but they will have to test twice in the first 5 days.
Up from the state capitol to Southern California, parents pulled their kids out of class and teachers walked out with them today to protest state mandated vaccines for K through 12 students. This was the scene in Napa as some families protested the first in the nation plan. They also rallied in Santa Rosa. Governor says the state already requires kids to be vaccinated against measles, mumps, and rubella, and says we should do the same for COVID once the FDA gives its full approval.
I am not anti-vaccine. I am anti-mandate. And I will not bow down to government telling me what I should and should not put into my children's system.
Meanwhile, City of San Francisco is offering a new incentive for students to get the shot. City residents who are 12 to 17 years old who choose to roll up their sleeves or have already can enter to win one of 10 full four-year scholarships to San Francisco State University.
I'm really proud of all of our kids who are stepping up and doing their part, because what we want to do is, of course, get our institutions of higher learning as well as the school district and many of our schools that are open, we want them to stay open.
And we've posted more details on how to apply at kpix.com.
Bus service has been suspended until Friday for about 1,400 students in Berkeley because their drivers are in quarantine. The district says nearly a dozen drivers and their dispatcher were recently exposed to COVID-19 in three unrelated incidents outside of school. Students who are late to school this week won't be marked as tardy. And a very different kind of disruption at two schools in Roner Park today. Evergreen Elementary and Lawrence Jones Middle went into lockdown after a mountain lion was spotted nearby. This wasn't the big cat's first brush with people, though. It had already had a tracking collar.
Technically, the mountain lion was actually still in its home range. It was on the very, very western edge of its home range, and about 1,800 feet east of where it was seen is wide open space. So it really wasn't out of place.
The adult female was tranquilized and taken away a bit farther away this time.
Well, last night's sprinkling of rain was too much for some PG&E power lines. Several burst into flames across the region, plunging about 28,000 people into darkness, mostly in the East Bay.
It's like a boom, and then after that, our powers run out.
It was burning?
Yeah, it's burning.
Were you scared?
Of course. We were like, it might blow up or what?
And PG&E says, believe it or not, it is common for the first rain of the season to turn accumulated dirt and dust on the lines and the power poles into mud. That causes the electrical flashovers, arcing, if you will. The utility says that it does have a cleaning program in place for large transmission lines, so these outages tend to affect smaller areas. And the good news is more rain is headed our way.
Yeah, enough to clean out those power poles, no doubt, and maybe even make a bigger impact.
Yeah, hopefully a bigger impact on the drought situation. It's just going to take a normal rainy season for that. But it's going to be more substantial, the next wave of rain, compared to what we had last night, which on the high end was almost a quarter inch of Bodega Bay, just over a tenth of an inch of rain for San Carlos. Otherwise, less than a tenth of an inch of rain and just barely more than a trace for San Jose. But it's mid-October. We'll take what we can get. And we're going to get more, beginning already just over 24 hours from now. We'll track that with FutureCast coming up.